Hello, country music lover, and welcome to Pure American Country Radio. I'm Bill Cody, your host from Nashville, Tennessee, featuring Country Music Hall of Famer and 31-year member of the Opry, Reba McEntire, in the spotlight today. And to be a little more specific, her 2015 album, Love Somebody, that's worthy of going back and giving a listen. In case you want more new music from Reba, a Christmas album that came out just a few months back, and releasing a new double album of gospel music in just a few weeks. I'm very excited about that. February 3rd, Sing It Now, Songs of Faith and Hope. I may even throw in a song from that album as well. But back to Love Somebody. The album debuted at number one on the album charts, the country album charts. 12th album to do that for her. And in case you don't have the album as a Reba fan, I'll tell you how to do that. She will join us a little later, tell us about the music, her influences, just all kinds of things. A conversation with Reba. But we start things off with a little throwback to 1976. This was her debut single. See if you remember, I Don't Want to Be a One-Night Stand, from Reba McEntire. Today's spotlight artist on Pure American Country Radio.
Now you ask me if I will go with you. Well, I'd like to, but I don't know if it's right. Are you looking for someone to care for you? Or just someone to love you tonight? It's been so long since I've had some loving, and your kisses make me wish that you were mine. Now it'd be so easy to fall for you and let myself have a good time.
I Don't Want to Be a One-Night Stand. Oh, the memories that brings back for you lifelong Reba fans. 1976, Reba McEntire. And we will feature more work from Love Somebody. We'll spotlight that today, her most recent full-length album, in addition to Christmas. But I want to take you back further than 1976, out on the rodeo trail with her family.
If all of us kids were in behind the grandstands, when we heard Clark McEntire up, the next roper, I mean, we ran as fast as we could to get to set by Mama. It wasn't a thing of, yeah, he roped last week, we saw him. No, I was there. If I was at the rodeo, I was watching Daddy rope.
And one of the perks of going down the road, as they say in rodeo, was getting to meet all those singers who played the rodeo concerts, including Loretta Lynn.
Well, see, what they would do is they'd play the rodeo. They would pull a trailer out, and then the country music star for the night would come out and perform for the audience. And then they would go over to the dance hall and put on a dance.
Well, I like my lovin' down country style, and this little girl would walk a country mile to find her a good old slow-talkin' country boy. I said a country boy. Hope you're liking what you see. 'Cause if you're looking at me, You're looking at country. You don't see no city when you look at me, 'cause the country's all I am. I love running barefooted through the old corn fields, and I love that country ham. Well, you say I'm a man just to fit your plans, but does a barnyard shovel fit your hands? If your eyes are on me, you're looking at country. Yes, your country is a little green, and there's a lot of country that you ain't seen. I'll show you around if you'll show me a wedding band. I said a wedding band. When it comes to love, well, I know about that. Country folks all know where it's at. If you're looking at me, you're looking at country. You don't see no city when you look at me, 'cause country is all I am. I love running barefooted through the old corn fields, and I love that country hand. Well, you say I'm a man just to fit your plans, but does a barnyard shovel fit your hands? If your eyes are on me, you're looking at country.
You're looking at country. Yes, you are. If you're looking at Loretta Lynn, you are looking at country. One of Reba McEntire, our spotlight artist's huge influences, early influences, Loretta Lynn. I guess that makes Reba country and Western. You're looking at C&W. And either one of those could apply to this lady, Kelly Pickler. Here she is on Pure American Country Radio this week with Stop Cheating on Me.
Baby, we used to have something special.
That's Kelly Pickler's Stop Cheating on Me. You heard it on Pure American Country Radio. Gonna take a break, come back, talk about Vegas shows with Brooks and Dunn with Reba McEntire, our spotlight artist. By the way, that's been extended up until the end of 2017. Something many people don't know, don't realize, is that Reba and Brooks and Dunn's Vegas residency was at Caesar's Palace. Reba was there before, long time ago, as an opening act. I'll tell you more when we come back. Welcome back to Pure American Country Radio. I'm Bill Cody, featuring Country Music Hall of Famer and 31-year member of the Opry, Reba McEntire, in the spotlight today. I mentioned her Vegas shows, the Vegas residency with Brooks and Dunn. It's at Caesar's Palace. Not Reba's first rodeo at Caesar's. Yeah, from her rodeo heritage a little earlier. You see, she was the opening act for Roy Clark, a fellow member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. That was back in the 80s when he was playing at Caesar's. So let's transition into Roy Clark now with Thank God and Greyhound You're Gone on Pure American Country Radio.
I've made a small fortune, and you've squandered it all. You shame me till I feel about 1 inch tall. But I thought I loved you, and I hoped you would change. So I gritted my teeth and didn't complain. Now you come to me with a simple goodbye. You tell me you're leaving, but you don't tell me why. Now we're here at the station, and you're getting on, and all I can think of is thank God and Greyhound you're gone. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone. I didn't know how much longer I could go on watching you take the respect out of me, watching you make a total wreck out of me. That big diesel motor is playing my song. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone. That load on my mind got lighter when you got on. That shiny old bus is a beautiful sight, but the black smoke rolling up around the taillights, it may sound kind of cruel, but I've been silent too long. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone.
Roy Clark and Thank God and Greyhound. You're on Pure American Country Radio, as is Daryl Russell Perry of Radcliffe, Ohio, and Collins Anderson listening in California, and a hello to Bill Pritchard. Thank you for checking in at PureAmericanCountry.com, or go direct, Facebook.com/Pure American Country Radio Show, the Twitter account, @PAC Radio Show. We're spotlighting Reba McEntire this week, 31-year member of the Opry. She came to the Opry first time when she was 7, but she was in the audience with her family. She got sick. They left early. Then you fast forward to 1977. Reba is set to perform 3 songs. Her Opry debut. It's a big deal, as you can only imagine, for any country artist to debut at the Grand Ole Opry. Her parents and sister, Alice, they drove in from Oklahoma to see her. But it almost never happened. Reba's name was not on the backstage list, so the Opry guard wouldn't let her in. They drove across Briley Parkway, which runs by the Opry House, to a little convenience store that had a phone. She calls her booking agent. They got her name put on the list. Finally, she's granted entry to the Grand Ole Opry House. But it gets even crazier. You see, Reba is scheduled for 3 songs. Remember that? Well, she finds out she's only going to be singing 1, Invitation to the Blues, because Dolly called and says, "Hey, I want to drop by for a surprise visit." All would be good in time, however, because Reba would become a member of the Grand Ole Opry and ultimately a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. Her class included Bobby Braddock and the late Gene Shepherd. Oh, and by the way, speaking of the Dolly connection, while they've never recorded together, Reba did get to sing some Dolly for the CMA Awards, Forever Country Mashup, remember?
I get to sing I Will Always Love You. And that's Dolly Parton's song. It's been a huge favorite of mine for many, many years. And to get to sing on that with everybody, and especially Dolly, was a huge thrill.
Oh, I hope life treats you kind, and I hope
Reba for you, our spotlight artist, the 30 Artist Forever Country mashup from the 50th annual CMA Awards. And since Reba was expressing how it was to sing a part of I Will Always Love You and what that meant to her, let's hear the whole thing now. The original from songwriter Dolly Parton.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you each step of the way, and I will always love you. I will always love you. Bittersweet memory. That's all I am taking with me. Goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know that I'm not what you need. Treat you kind, and I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of, and I wish you joy and happiness, but above all of this, I wish you love.
That is the original version of I Will Always Love You from Dolly Parton on Pure American Country Radio. We're spotlighting Reba McEntire this week on the show, and we've talked about her Vegas residency. You think about it, you go to Vegas, you see a lot of impersonators walking around. Definitely no shortage of Dolly impersonators out there. But how about Reba impersonators?
Yes, I've heard there are a few Reba impersonators in Las Vegas. I have run into one or two of them a time or two. I've never been mistaken for an impersonator that I remember. Surely I would have remembered that.
She held him close, then she kissed his face. He said it just has to be this way. Yours is the heart I'll always keep. I'm not gone even if I leave. If you love me, don't you be afraid to look in my eyes and open up the gate. Then watch me ride beneath the newborn sun, just like them horses. When it's time to run. He said Chalky Mountain is calling me. Gonna take a walk up where I can see. Turn and face that western wind. Oh, and I'll be home again. If you like them horses
his hand, he took one last breath. Then she walked out to the front porch step, stared at the sky, tears on her face, and she swore she could hear him say, "If you love me, don't you be afraid to look in my eyes and open up the gate. Then watch me ride beneath a newborn sun, just like them horses. When it's time like them horses, when it's time to run, when it's time to run, when it's time to run."
Fans have responded to that like nothing in recent memory for Reba McEntire, "Just Like Them Horses." I'm Bill Cody, coming right back. Reba with Facts About Love Somebody, the album. Some of these may surprise you. We'll be right back after this. Pure American Country Radio, that's where you are. I'm Bill Cody, your host, spotlighting Reba McEntire this week and highlighting cuts from the album Love Somebody, which has been out a couple of years now. If you think about all the songs that she's recorded over the years, all the songwriters that have been a part of her career, it is, to say the least, impressive. But she wanted to share a story about I'll Go On, a backstory that I thought might surprise you a little bit.
When she was 16 years old, Ella Mae Bowen wrote this song with Tommy Lee James. That blew me away right there, because this sounds like a song that was written by a much older person, because it talks about a relationship, you know, they're busting up, and it's a very positive thing, like, I'll be fine. I know I'll hurt, I know I'll love you forever, but I'll go on, so you go on. It just broke my heart, but it really broke my heart when I heard a 16-year-old wrote this song.
You were everything, and that's what I gave you, but you don't love me, and I don't hate you. Well, maybe I did, but just for a minute, 'cause you wanted me to live my life without you in it. But I forgave you. Oh, I hope you know it's true, and I don't blame you for not feeling like I do. I'm pretty sure it's not the end of the night. Even though down deep in my soul it feels like it might, I'm pretty sure I'll wake up tomorrow still breaking inside, and I'll go on missing you. I'll go on wanting you. I'll go on. Carry what's left of us with me always. Remember last summer, those were the good days. I wouldn't trade them, not to hurt now, if I could have told myself not to love you somehow. I'd still love you. Oh, I hope you know it's true, but letting go is so much harder to do. I'm pretty sure it's not the end. so go on, go on, go on.
See, you got the song and the story behind it, because it's what we do on Pure American Country Radio. Reba McEntire, I'll Go On, from her number one album, Love Somebody, from a couple of years back. This fits the same theme. Boy, she adored his music, too. Marty Robbins is who I'm talking about. And here's I'll Go On Alone on Pure American Country Radio.
We're traveling down two different roads in worlds so far apart. You want me, yet there's something else before me in your heart. You're wanting me to change my life the way you're living yours. But I can't change, I see no way you wanted me before. If you don't want me like I am, then please don't pity me. If you can't change a little bit, then why not set me free? If we can't live together, then it's best we live apart. You go your way and I'll go mine. We'll both make brand new stars. Can do, it seems we'll never get along. With you believing like you do, you say I live so wrong. But I can't change my way of life, I've lived it much too long. You'll either take me like I am, or I'll go on alone. So either say you want my love, or take the way you live. Remember though, before you give, you've gotta learn to give. So if it's changed my life or go, then go it's gonna be. 'Cause I can't change my life when you want something more than me.
Marty Robbins and I'll Go On Alone happens to be his debut single as well as his first number one. As for the year, you think about that. Here's a little insight to help. New house was $9,050. Brand new car, $1,700. The first ever Holiday Inn opened this particular year, and in Tennessee, I might add. The film Singing in the Rain was released, 1952. 3 years before today's spotlight artist Reba McEntire was born. A short break, we'll continue. More real country music on Pure American Country Radio right after this. Hey, it's Bill Cody. Look at you, looking at me, looking back at you, and welcome to Pure American Country Radio. If you're just joining us, hi, Dusty. Dusty Weber is in Johnstown, Colorado. Muldrow, Oklahoma for Judy Lynn, and in St. Louis, Alice Pruitt Behan listening to us. Thank you so much. Take time to drop us a note, facebook.com/Pure American Country Radio Show, Twitter, @PAC Radio Show. And you can link to both and everything we do on Pure American Country at pureamericancountry.com. Today I'm featuring Reba McEntire, the Country Music Hall of Famer in the spotlight. And a couple of years ago, actually it's her most recent album, and it went to number one for her. It actually started at number one. That's a good place. You don't have to worry about getting there. You're already there when you release it. Love Somebody was the title of the album. While I'm featuring some cuts from that album, also taking you back to the early, early days of Reba's career. Her first number one now on the Pure American Country Radio Show. Can't Even Get the Blues. A lot of number ones since then.
Walking to the kitchen, silverware is gone, the furniture is missing, I guess you got it all. This is where it ought to hurt. Seems like every time you leave me, you try to think of something worse. I can't even
McIntyre, the first time she hit number one, Can't Even Get the Blues. That was it. The first of many, 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 many to come. Reba McIntyre in the spotlight this week on Pure American Country Radio. Not too far up the road from Chalky, Oklahoma, Reba's hometown, there's a place called Muskogee that was made famous by Merle Haggard in a song called Okie from Muskogee.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving. But we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. And football's still the roughest thing on campus. And the kids here still respect the college dean. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. White lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all.
Country Music Hall of Famer Ronald Merle Haggard's Okie from Muskogee, USA. And you could say musically that Merle Haggard, he put Muskogee on the map. I'm Bill Cody. I'll be right back with more of Reba in the Spotlight and lots of your other country favorites in a moment. Welcome back to the Pure American Country Radio Show, everybody. I'm Bill Cody, spotlighting Reba McIntyre this week and the album Love Somebody, which came out a couple of years ago. It was a number one, actually debuted at number one 2 years ago for her. Since that time, she's done a Christmas album. She's got a gospel work coming up. And on this new gospel album, one of the discs, one of the albums will be classic hymns, and the other will be all new songs of faith and hope that Reba has recorded. Earlier in the show, you heard me talking about Reba McEntire and her longtime brothers of the road, Brooks and Dunn, and their extended residency in Las Vegas. Well, something you may not know, the whole thing started as a dinner conversation that developed into, "Hello, Vegas. Here we are, artist in residence."
We were sitting there having dinner, talking about how we all go out on vacations together and all having so much fun. And somebody said, "Well, why don't you go make some money and we'll all go watch you perform?" And somebody else said, "How about Vegas?" And so I said, "Kix, would you be up for that?" And he said, "Yeah, I think I would." And I said, "Ronnie?" He said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, you know I am. I'm up for it." The booking agent went to Vegas and, you know, called all the folks. And Caesars was the one that said, "Absolutely, we'd love to have them here at Caesars."
And that conversation with Reba McEntire transitions perfectly into Reba's dinner, vacation, and Vegas partners, Kix Brooks and Ronnie Dunn. Here's Whiskey Under the Bridge.
Been broken, or a lie that ain't been spoken, a shattered dream that brand new love can't fix. I've been burned, I've been cheated, but this whole heart's still beating. Ain't no big deal, it's just whiskey under the bridge. Let's dance a little closer, and I'll help you get over the hurt you thought you never could forget. The bitter tears that you tasted, and all those nights you wasted. Don't look back, it's just whiskey under the bridge. Whoa. It's just a waste of time. I've been burned, I've been cheated, but this old heart's still beating. Ain't no big deal, it's just whiskey under the bridge. So heart still beating, ain't no big deal, it's just whiskey under the bridge. Oh, it ain't no big deal, it's just whiskey under the bridge. Oh, it ain't no big deal, it's just whiskey under the bridge.
Brooks and Dunn with Whiskey Under the Bridge. Yeah, you know every word to it. I heard you singing along and you sounded good. 1994, Waiting on Sundown was the name of the album. Now we go back to Reba McEntire. And when it comes to picking songs, particularly for a record that did as well as Love Somebody, oh, no pressure here. She debuted at number one, remember? But you don't know that until you release it.
At the point when I was looking for the songs, that's the most important thing in my life at that time, is finding the best songs, the ones that touch my heart, that when I sing it, you're going to be touched and you're going to feel that emotion, whether it's happy, sad, or relatable, or, "Oh my God, I've been there," and "Crap, I don't want to do that again," and "Yeah, he treated me that way, you go, girl." It's those type of emotions that I want to conjure up when you hear the songs I sing.
As for Livin' Ain't Kill Me Yet.
Livin' Ain't Kill Me Yet is, I think it's an anthem for people who have had a little bit of rough time, don't know what they're going to do next, but then you have the attitude, you know, "Yeah, I've had some rough times, but living ain't killed me yet, and I'm going to go on." So I think it's a song of hope and faith.
Life will throw you a curveball, back against a brick wall, push you right up to the edge. It'll hit you from your blind side, kick you in the backside, barely even break a sweat.
Country Music Hall of Famer, Grand Ole Opry star for over three decades, Reba McEntire on today's show, highlighting the album of 2015, the number one work, Love Somebody. Remember the new double album, February 3rd. Sing It Now, Songs of Faith and Hope. As for the music of Reba McEntire, Kix Brooks and Ronnie Dunn, and anybody else you hear, anybody else you know and love and go, oh my goodness, I need that in my collection, movie and music greats, there's a free catalog that awaits you, toll free, 1-800-875-8385. Again, 1-800-875-8385 for your free movie and music greats catalog, or go to the web. Today, for many of you, that's much easier, movieandmusicgreats.com. Movie and, spell out and, musicgreats.com. That puts a wrap on today's show, and thank you so much for being a part of it. Love hearing from you on Facebook and Twitter, and of course, you can link to both. Just go to pureamericancountry.com. Have a great week. Make plans to join us next week. We'll have a brand new edition on the Pure American Country Radio Show from Nashville, Tennessee. Oh!